Greening Law presents For Our Kids Legal Podcast, starring Robert L. Greening and moderated by Jordan Pryor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the third installment of For Our Kids Legal Podcast. I'm Jordan Pryor, and with me is attorney Robert Greening. Today, we'll be focusing on the delivery room, tips to ensure that your delivery goes smoothly and that your child comes out healthy. So let's begin. Robert, let me begin with this. What kind of injuries can occur from a doctor or nurse mishandling a child during birth? And what processes typically go wrong that cause these injuries?
So the type of injuries that can occur during birth, that when things go terribly wrong, the main thing you always hear about is cerebral palsy or cerebral palsy, which is a child that's catastrophically brain damaged. Also brachial plexus injuries, shoulder dystocia, caused by shoulder dystocia. It's when the shoulder gets stuck in the birth canal and during the birthing process, and that can cause a withered, what we used to call a withered arm, or, you know, that side of the body, the arm doesn't work properly because the nerves have all been damaged. Also, obviously, death can occur to the baby as a result of a delivery gone wrong. Spinal cord injuries can occur. There's others, but those are the main types of injuries that we unfortunately see in our practice from mishandling of the birthing process or the labor and delivery process.
Okay, and what normally is it that goes wrong during these deliveries that causes that to happen?
Well, you know, during labor, labor can be a very long, prolonged period of time, and generally nurses are the ones that are there, boots on the ground with the mother during the labor process. The baby or the fetus at that time is being monitored in various different kinds of ways by the nurse, and the nurse acts as the eyes and ears of the doctor because the doctor's back in his or her office seeing patients, or in the hospital seeing other patients during the labor process. It's incumbent upon the nurse to be able to monitor the baby appropriately using all the proper fetal heart monitors and other monitoring devices, and understand how to interpret what it is that they are seeing and reading on these monitors, and also knowing how to appropriately hook those monitors up and all that kind of thing. So the nurse has a big responsibility, a big role in monitoring the birthing process to make sure the baby's in no sort of distress or anything like that, and then has a duty to advise the physician when the baby is in some sort of distress so the physician can make the appropriate decision about whether or not the baby is in so much distress that a C-section needs to be done before the distress continues on into one of these problems that we talked about that causes the injuries that we talked about.
Okay. And then kind of going off of that, what kind of precautions can an individual take? Like, what can parents do to make the process smoother?
Well, you know, the parents are at the mercy of the hospital and mm-hmm. the nurses. So once the birthing process starts, there's not much they can do to prevent nursing malpractice or negligence or physician negligence to occur. They don't know how to read these monitors. They don't know anything about it. That's why they're there, and they're not having their baby at home, right?
Right.
So there's not a lot they can do except to, you know, make sure you choose wisely. Choose a good hospital. Choose a good physician. Talk with your physician ahead of time about what to expect during the labor process. Talk to your physician about when he or she makes the decision to do a C-section, and let the physician know that's something that's important to you, that you don't have a problem having a C-section if it needs to happen, and the risks versus the benefits of having C-sections and all those kinds of things, so that they understand and you have a clear understanding yourself of the parameters that are going to be used by the doctor to decide to do a C-section, and whether or not you as the mother are, you know, healthy enough and the babies are all healthy enough to go through that process.
Okay. and heaven forbid something goes wrong, what actions does the parent need to take if something goes wrong, if a kid is injured, killed?
Well, if a child is injured during the birthing process, the first thing that needs to be done, and you know, usually the pediatrician who's called in will make these decisions, but the parents really need to insist, especially if the child is catastrophically injured, and you're at a regional hospital, you're at a hospital that's out. When I say regional, I mean you're out in the country somewhere at a small hospital, mm-hmm. or you're at a hospital that doesn't have a pediatric unit. It's really important to make sure that the child, the baby, is transported as soon as possible and safely possible to a large children's hospital so that they can get all of the intensive care that they need by pediatric specialists, pediatric neurology, and they're in a pediatric ICU and they've got all of the latest and greatest care that children deserve, and that's usually at a big children's hospital.
And then, who is at fault from the from a wrongful delivery? Would it be the nurse, the hospital?
Well, you know, that just varies from case to case. We always, when we have these cases come in, you know, we look at we have all of our experts look at all the various potential sources of liability. Sometimes these cases are solely the fault of the nurse. Sometimes they're solely the fault of the doctor. Sometimes the nursing staff and the doctor both have joint responsibility. It just really depends on the facts of each individual case. And when I say the nurses may have responsibility, that includes the hospital because the hospital employs the nurses.
Okay. All right, well, a lot of good information there. Robert, as always, we appreciate your knowledge. Meet back with us in 2 weeks for another edition of For Our Kids Legal Podcast. Thank you, and we'll see you next time.